Flash Count Diary, written and narrated for you by Darcy Steinke. To 11 a.m., I wake, heart thwacking as heat flows up from my stomach, courses behind my face, and radiates out to the top of my head. I watch a lamp with a pink shade drift out of my neighbor's window and hover over my darkened backyard. An hour later, I wake again, this time within the aura before the flash. No matter my mood, each aura brings a surreal deja vu feeling. The thorn in the flesh that St. Paul talked about. Everything is stilled. Everything is wrong. It's as if a shard of a different and darker reality has been thrust into my current one. Auras are less universal than heat, though many in the diverse group of women I interviewed reported having them. About a minute before the flash comes, I get the worst feeling, one woman told me. Another described the eerie quiet just before the feeling of thick unease. I get very calm, then a sensation comes that scares the heck out of me. Another experiences a free fall. I feel like I'm going down in an elevator, my stomach drops, flash of nausea, a weird weak feeling, then the heat. I throw off my covers and feel in the first pocket of spooky quiet that flames are burning from my inner organs up into my muscles toward the skin. I'd run away, but how does one flee one's own body? Each hair is a thin electric coil heating up my head. I know what's going to happen, and I know that it's going to be bizarre. I leap up and go into the kitchen, run myself a glass of cold water, gulp it down. I jerk a bag of corn out of the freezer and press it against my chest and stare out the window. The leaves in the yard blow one way and then the other. I go back to bed, but the heat coming off my husband's body is dangerous. I go into my daughter's empty room and lie in her bed, surrounded by posters for DIY bands and photos of her high school girlfriends. Her thick comforter triggers another flash. First comes the stillness, the sinister feeling, one woman described. I feel outside continuous conventional reality, trapped inside the flesh and blood corporeality of my body. St. Paul, who may have had epilepsy, called his auras an intimation of heaven. Not the cliched, fluffy cloud, angelic sphere, but a feeling of the next life in all its raw, brutal grandeur. I yank up the window. Heat sweeps through me like a tiny weather front. I know my parcel of the earth is spinning closer to the sun and the air is heating up. Even a few degrees rise when the windows are open can trigger a flash.